Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
It'll be a great podcast. I have a founder of Startup Wise Guys. He's also the author of Perform, the unsexy truth about startup successes, and they've invested in over 300 startups. It's great to have Cristobal Alonso with us here today. Cristobal, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Same ways.
All right. Well, clearly you must be addicted to entrepreneurship of some level to make these kind of investments. Tell me what's unique about Startup Wise Guys and your approach to funding, you know, entrepreneurs and helping them.
Yeah, I think it's a focus on the founders. Probably many said this, right? But at the end of the day, when we invest so early, we need to understand which founders we want to work with and which founders we believe can have a good chance to make it. So I think we invest 90% of the time in our selection process to understand, is this a founder team we want to work with? And I would say we invest a good 50% of the acceleration together with the companies, helping develop the company, not just the product, the product market fit, but developing the leadership and the qualities on the founding team. And we believe that's where we can have a lot of impact. And probably potentially the second differentiation is our starting point in terms of geographies. So we started investing in the Baltics, Eastern Europe, CIS, when it was not cool at all. Now with the unicorns, so that it's probably cooler, but we call it kind of investing in overlooked markets. And that's something where I think we have developed a knack to finding those markets, those funders who have a chance to build global businesses.
Now tell me, what businesses are you excited about right now? You know, every one of us has kind of a strike zone that, you know, there's businesses that I feel more comfortable with. I have to believe behind closed doors, there's businesses that when you look at it, you're like, you know, give me a good founder in this industry or, the, you know, we've got something special.
Yeah, I was a threefold kind of always these geeky cyber guys that cannot explain their product without spending 30 minutes talking about technicalities. I think that's one of my weak sides because we believe how to build those guys into sales guys and build great companies that have great products. So I love cybersecurity and that type of founder. I think on the farm to fork is sustainability on the food side, agri-tech side. I think while everybody likes sustainability, that's an angle of sustainability that we really, really, really like, I would say, and within basically B2B SaaS, I like the industry side of it. Some people call it industry 4.0, but the transformation, the digitalization of manufacturing, I think is another area that I really feel. So there's always businesses that are difficult to explain sometimes, and yeah. The people come with a very scientific or geeky angle, but there is a lot of passion in the founders to get something that can be very unique.
Well, the one thing I think you and I completely agree on, my gosh, we're going to disagree on something. We're definitely going to agree on this. It's funny. My brain is saying this word and yet it comes out wrong twice. I talk about this Bermuda Triangle of startups and how they fail. And I always talk about it. Number one is the founder is so in love with his idea that he doesn't beta test it. Okay. Number one. Number two is, you know, he hires a bad team. Family, friends, buddies, you know, okay. But the third thing is this where you get into. He's a schmuck. In other words, you can't fix a bad leader. If he doesn't have that little something where people want to come join him, they want to, you know, talented people want to be a part of his vision or her vision, it's hard to fix that.
I fully agree. I think there is Paul Graham that said, you know, when looking for co-founders, like if I solo founders, he cannot get suspicious because he didn't convince anybody in his close circle to believe in him and follow him, right? So I do agree, you know, the key of these guys is to build great teams. If you cannot get any great people around you, it's going to be very hard, right? So I think you need to find that these guys can lead a company, can rally the troops and can get people behind it. That doesn't mean that they're extrovert or Steve Jobs, they have to have that special thing that is unique about them that will make them people believe in them. The rest can be crafted, can be learned, can be complemented.
Yeah, but they just have this something extra that when you put them in a group of five, they're sharing their idea and you find yourself leaning in.
Mm-hmm. I want to learn more, right?
Exactly. They just have that, something that I'm like, tell me more about that. So tell me about the book. It's called Perform, The Unsexy Truth About Startup Success. What made you write it? What's special? What do you think you're talking about in it that's, you know, really helps the audience?
I would say what made me wrote was that initially I wanted to write about culture, about purpose, values as a differentiator to build great companies. That was the starting point, and that's one of the chapters. And then when talking to Stoyan with my co-author, we realized there were other topics usually overlooked by founders, but they were under their control. So people tend to think too much about what they don't control. Is there a product market fit, the timing, versus how they could actually build a great company that will actually increase dramatically the chance of success or the chance of time for survival until they find product market fit. So the boring things, the unsexy things, the planning, defining the roles, keeping yourself eating well, and really focusing a company with good communication on leadership and purpose and values. So I think that's what you will find. And what you will find is a very practical manner. We love people says, you know what? I take your book 2 years later about a particular item that I want to review, and I can just open the book there. I have some practical examples, a couple of methodologies of guides of how to do it. And I think, so is it a very practical book that you can take it when you need to, and it will always be full of examples of people nearby you, not just Mark Zuckerberg, but people that can be your next door neighbor that has applied it and make it happen.
What do you think is, if you were going to give my audience, if you could give my startup, they're less than 2 years into business, if you could give them 3 pieces of advice, what would it be?
Find co-founders that share a vision and a passion together and make sure that you align the objectives. That would be one. Secondly, build communication across all your stakeholders and never stop communicating 4 things: priorities, values, defeats, and wins. And 3, keep yourself healthy, have some fun in the business, and make sure you celebrate it small wins, not just big wins, because there will be a lot of hard moments. So celebrate the small wins constantly to keep the morale high in your team.
So tell me this, I love each one of those, can't argue with that. So Startup Wise Guys, what type of people that are listening to this and businesses that you love to invest in? So I'm trying to pitch your company, because I want anybody who can equip. This podcast is designed to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. We did some education just a few minutes ago. Now we want to kind of equip you, and funding is just a massive part of that. So if you could give a little bit of funding advice and see where your business could possibly help some of my listeners.
Yeah. I think the current market momentum is, we have a motto, which is in MRR, monthly recurring revenues with trust, right? So build your businesses to be sustainable with their own cash, right? So I think there has been the second motto we use is build your business for customers, not for investors, right? So there is too many people who is trying to create a funding story for an investor to like it. I think build a business that customer gives you the cash, and investors are just part of the growth momentum. But if at any point, as it could be right now, there is no funding there, you know how to turn your company cash flow positive for 1 year, 2 years, until the growth is back, right? So to me, it's understand cash flow, build the company for customers, and make sure that you know why your customers are buying your product, because that you can scale. And that's the best way to get funding. To always say, the best way to get funding is not to need funding. And to me, if you understand how you can get into a moment in which you don't need funding, have a very clear roadmap for that, I think you have gone a long part of the path towards actually getting good investors on hand. And then maybe also is, like, to me, investment is almost like a wedding in my last 10 years, right? So find investors that you like and you want to spend time with, not just that they give you the money, because they might be with you a long time, right? So make sure that you match also your values with them, your objectives with them. So don't spend all the time just doing money talk. Talk about business talk, right? So make sure you can build a business together with those guys that you want, those guys along you.
Well, I tell you, the one thing that you said that I immediately had to take out my Sharpie pen, because I try to get one sentence. I interview so many people and I try to get one sentence. And when I get it, I go up, I put it into my Google. I have a document on 100 pieces of advice. I have to tell you, it probably takes 10 interviews for me to get one sentence. That like they're telling me something I hadn't heard before, that they're saying it in a unique way or something. It's been a month since I have put it in, but I got one from you today. I love this. Build your business for the customers, not for the investors. Crystal ball, that's gold. I mean, that's worth the commission.
I don't know how much you can see it, but you know.
Yeah.
It's in our stickers in the company, right? So we leave it. It's in our t-shirts. It's one of our key things. And I think we leave it, right? And I think the current times proved this. It's the same thing that at some point COVID also, right? Right. So there is too many people say, oh, we want to build unicorns. I would say, no, we want to build great companies. Some of them will become unicorns, but no unicorns are bad companies in a way, right? So to me, it's a stop this obsession of building unicorns. Make sure you're building or helping, because you're not building and you're just helping. You're part of the process, you're part of the machine. Great businesses, right?
It's funny because you say that. We have seen businesses with great investors fail, but you don't see businesses that have great customers that love them and pay good money for their product fail. Like, as long as you have,
I think it's the second perfect compliment to the system. I love it. I fully agree with you.
Yeah, because you've seen all them fancy startups. They're overfunded. You know, they don't make money for 5 years. I love the fact that you also talk about you've got to make cash immediately. When I do a startup, Cristobal, I literally have my startup designed to make money from day one. Like, I want cash to come in the coffers day one. I'm offended if we didn't have something come in right away. And if we're not making money by day 90, I believe we failed. We either need to make a massive pivot or close the doors.
Remember the old saying, right? In sales, get your customers to pay for the product before you build it, right? Because that's the best way, you know, that they want it, right? And if you can get them to pay for 1 year before you buy it, so you use that money to fund making the product better for them, that is the secret. That is sales 101 from 20 years ago, not from the startup world, right? I think we just sometimes forget this because the money seems so tempted, the PR of being faced, oh, we got a new Series A. And people don't understand that the moment you get a VC, they're going to say, use my money, spend as fast as possible, because their model is, you know, burn or explode, right? So you have to understand the game. I think one of the things we do is try to make people understand your game to game that you need to understand. Don't play a game you don't understand, right? I think there is too many people who start playing the game with the wrong assumptions and no coaching, no mentorship. And hopefully we fit a tiny bit of that space. And this is, again, I talked about unsexy before, right? So I try to get away from the sexy side. Let's talk about the unsexy. Let's talk about building boring businesses that make lots of cash. That is an amazing thing to do, right?
And they work. I know when people talk about getting investors and all this, I want to take out like a jar and I want to put marbles in it. And I say, tell me how much you're going to sell. And I want to take those marbles out. And I say, every time I reach in, I'm leaving what you're going to own at the end. Every time you do that, every time you do a Series A or you bring in investors, I want the marbles in this jar that are yours, all the money you're going to make, all the power you're going to make. And when we dip and there's more marbles gone than in, you've lost your company.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
People just don't get it. I've got author Cristobal Alonso with me. He's also the CEO and founder of Startup Wise Guys, just giving us incredible advice on, you know, your startup success and how you can actually have some success, and giving us some investor advice. Cristobal, how can my audience connect with you?
I think LinkedIn is the easiest way. Just go to Cristobal Alonso. I think there is two or three only. You can find me. And if not, Cristobal at startupwiseguys.com. Remember, Cristobal, no H, no Chris, but Cristobal, Cristobal at startupwiseguys.com. And, you know, always, I pride myself to always answer. It will never be always a yes, but I always answer.
And you put his name in Amazon, because I did, to get his book just a little while ago, Perform, The Unsexy Truth About Startup Success. He had it there. It's in Kindle. It's in paperback. Why don't you get that and learn a little bit, learn something here in the next 30 days. Cristobal, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Great. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You know what I'm going to say? You need more sales. You need more leads. You need to stay in business. You might want to learn how to market. Reach out to a company that's great at it. GetStartedMarketing.com. We will talk again soon.